In Iraq's holy city of Karbala, today marked the climax of an emotional pilgrimage for Shiite Muslims. More than 1 million people have traveled to the city. It's the first time since the 1970s that Iraq's Shiite majority could participate freely in the march. But there were political as well as religious themes to the event. Thousands of people demonstrated against the U.S. Some held banners reading, "No to America, No to Israel, Yes to Islam." News analyst Daniel Shore says it's a message to which the Bush administration should pay close attention.
If by regime change you mean toppling the dictator and scattering his armies, then the American-led invasion of Iraq has been a brilliant success. But if you mean leading a grateful, liberated people from the wilderness into the promised land of democracy, then the operation has been a dismal failure so far. Not in the North, where the Kurds for more than a decade have enjoyed autonomy under the protection of American air patrols. There, President Bush's proconsul, retired General Jay Garner, informally dressed, received a rhapsodic welcome yesterday. But the situation is different among the minority Sunni Muslim Arabs, and especially among the majority Shiites. Their pent-up hatred of oppression is in some danger of shifting from Saddam Hussein to the American invaders. It is not forgotten that the United States supported Saddam Hussein against the Iranian Ayatollahs in the war of the 1980s. The mass pilgrimage of self-flagellating Shiites to the holy city of Karbala was noteworthy not only for its numbers, up to 1 million, but for its organization. And someone had distributed the thousands of anti-American signs. Fueling the anti-American hostility is the belief that Washington is trying to foist rulers on the Iraqis. Longtime exile Ahmed Shalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, is widely regarded as a Pentagon protege. His rival, Mohammed Mohsen Zubaydi, is believed to have other American sponsors. The demands for Americans to go home have a demagogic quality. It must be evident to the agitators that an abrupt departure would leave the country in chaos. But dealing with the emerging resistance will add a burden to the job of reconstruction and re-education that the Bush administration already faces in Iraq. Perhaps the early signs of welcome, the flowers, the dancing in the streets, created an over-optimistic expectation about how the Americans would be received. The demand now being raised among the Shiites for the creation of an Islamic Republic raises a difficult problem. Clearly, the Bush administration does not intend to permit a second Iran, another government of Ayatollahs. This is Daniel Shore.